This is a special podcast from iKings Media. For more information, go to themediamessenger.com. All right. In all my years of being on Facebook, I've never done this. Actually gone live and said, how can we pray for you? Probably because there's always anything that could happen. But this is something that's really been stirring on my heart. If you've seen any videos, you know, you can see me walking around this little pond, and I'm really excited because I'm excited for you. Because you see, I believe that God is setting you apart. I believe you're part of the solution in the kingdom of God. I believe God's armed you and given you keys so that you can walk to your destiny. I really believe I'm talking to some people right now that are really have this dream and this vision that's going to have amazing, amazing impact on the body of Christ. I also believe that I'm that bird, really. Do you hear that bird? He's praising God. I really also believe that some of you are, God says, is set up for breakthrough. And it's going to be a time where some of you are really going to release, and God's going to release resources. Some of it's really going to be money, and it's going to be resources to help your family and to spread and to be a part of the solution in the kingdom of God. My husband always said that to win a billion souls, it takes a trillion amount of dollars. And I really believe the storehouses of heaven are really ready to be released. Now, this isn't a name it, claim it type prayer or message. This has to do with being able to handle what God has given you to go forward. Okay, you got this awesome vision, you got this dream, and you may feel stuck. I believe that you can have the capacity to walk in the resources and the full capacity of that and have success in your call. Capacity. To have the capacity means something to me. It means that your body and your mind and your soul is ready to unite with your spirit. The spirit is healed, the spirit is awesome, but sometimes we have things that come up with our soul that messes things. It's kind of what I've been talking about, the Spirit Identity Series, that I really hope you'll check out, spiritidentityseries.com. This is kind of a missing piece that I'm going to talk to even more in that series. But this is it. It's our soul. We have to have the capacity. We have to deal with it, body, mind, and soul. So this is the deal. Soul involves our mind and our emotions and our will. This is what messes us up. We live, let's just get real, we live in a very traumatic world. Some of you have experienced some very traumatic things. Divorces. I heard one lady, she had a divorce and lost a child within a short span. That is serious trauma. Some of you dealt with traumas from your past, traumas in a car wreck, traumas from someone owing you money and never paying you money. Trauma, trauma, trauma. But we don't have to dwell in the drama of our trauma. This is the exciting thing about our spirit identity. We're spirit beings having a human experience. That's your spirit identity. We're meant to be driven by our spirit, but our body sometimes gets in the way. The body is affected by our soul. So the body experiences has to do with those areas of drama and trauma, and those wounds are soul wounds. Like, they go deep. It's like a garden, okay? You got this beautiful garden. It's meant to grow fruit. Listen, you got a garden in your heart. It's meant to have fruit. So just because you don't have fruit, don't wig out on me. It's process. But part of the process that we forget about is actually something we can do. Now, you know me, abide, don't no strive. I'm not into working. But there is something we can work, and that's our faith. We can work in the basic of walking in who we are. So part of that walking is taking those wounds, and you may even feel like you've dealt with it, you've forgiven, but really applying the blood of Jesus to those wounds. Because see, you have a garden, and that wound has set up a ugly weed plant right in your garden. No matter how you pull at it, it's just not going anywhere. And that weeds are messing with the garden of your life. That wound is messing with the destiny, the capacity of your life. So we apply the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Apply the blood. The same power that was rose Christ from the dead is alive in you. The finished work of the cross, once and for all, the blood covers our sins. Asking forgiveness for our sins. Asking for forgiveness against offense. And then the second part is the power in the blood is in you. It's dunamis power, like dynamite. So you got a garden, we're going to dynamite those weeds out. How are we going to do that? We're going to walk in the power of Jesus Christ. Dunamis not only means power, it means excellence of soul. So we're going to apply it. We're going to work it and apply excellence of soul. Pleading the blood, walking in the dunamis power. You know, it says in Ephesians 3:20 that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than we can ever imagine, according to the power that works in us. So guess what? My neighbor's having problems. Guess what? He gives us the ability by the blood of Jesus and by the power that's alive in us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in us. I'm really excited about this. If you've seen any of my videos, I'm like really excited of it. Why? Because you have this tank that just is just waiting to be called upon to deal with those issues. Now, let's get real. I know that there's been some hurt. That's what I see in my prayer. When I ask for prayer, I mean, I see one thing after another. Jesus, you know, and I've been asking God, whoa, God, I know I can pray. There's power in prayer, but this Spirit Identity series is part of what God has given me in a format as a basis from which I teach my mentor group at themediamessenger.com. It's the basis of the Spirit Identity series. Because see, I just believe there's so many of you that are just so ready. And my passion is to see you go forward in the full capacity of what God's called you to. So, the blood and walking in your dunamis power. I believe I'm so arrogant on God, not me, but so confident of God that even as I'm praying, going to pray and believe that someone right now is just going to get healed. If your nose starts watering, praise God, that something's coming out of you. Because it's now it's time to put our stake in the ground and say that weeds that's in our garden, hey, we've spotted you. We're going to pull you out. You are discovered. That slimy spirit. And the key to this is when you get that spirit out, you get those weeds out, that you fill it with the dunamis power in God so it has no way to come back in. It can't come in because there's nothing of you that's like that weed that's inside, so that weed can't come into your garden. Yeah, does that make sense? There's like when Jesus went to the tombs, there was a man dwelling in the tombs. He went out to meet him and he was like, don't torment me. Why? Because he knew that man who was vexed by demons, he knew that that demon was not in Jesus Christ. There was nothing. And in the long run, Jesus freed him. The man went to him and he was sitting there in sound mind because he threw that demon into some 1,000 or 200 pigs or whatever. I mean, that's not the basis of this. The basis of it is, one, there is a power of Jesus, but two, there was nothing in Jesus. So get this. This is really exciting. You get to cultivate Jesus's garden in the garden of your heart. And because you get to cultivate it, sometimes the weeds appear. But you get to use the power and the blood of Jesus and his very power and dunamis power to get the weeds out. That's what this is all about. Why? So that you can go on, so your body can be healed, so you can have sound mind, so you can stop the chatter that just wants to chatter, chatter, chatter. Do you really believe that? This is some the enemy's chattering on some of you, and they're thinking, well, who is this girl? Man, I don't know what she's talking about. It's all right. We'll take our kingdom authority and say, hey, we'll speak the truth of Jesus Christ and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ to that chatterbox. You found out. The weeds have been found out. All right. So I'm sweating because it's hot. But let's pray. I'm just going to pray. If you want to, I can't see your prayer requests. But if you want to put some prayer requests, that's fine. But I just want to pray now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I just, first of all, thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you that you've given us the power of the gardener inside us to be the gardener of our vineyard, that we can get the weeds out, Father. I thank you for the grace and the power. And Father, I thank you for the mantle that I can look into this camera and boldly speak against those things that are hidden and that they come to light, wounds, trauma. Lord, someone is dwelling in the drama of their trauma and they just can't figure out why they can't even get out the door. Lord, we just thank you. We apply the blood of Jesus. Just say, apply the blood of Jesus. I forgive whoever you need to forgive. I forgive myself. I'm going to put the offenses away. Offense, all it does is fence you inside and makes you have trauma. We're going to release the offenses in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Father, so many have gone through divorce. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, wow. The pain and the separation. Father, I pray the balm of Gilead first would come on their heart. Maybe divorce or just marriage problems right now. I just pray for the healing balm of Gilead to on their heart from the trauma, that you'd even heal memories. And as we walk in that blood of Jesus, forgiveness, we forgive ourselves and we forgive our spouse. We forgive that situation. And we just thank you, Father. And as we apply the blood of Jesus, we just say, dunamis power, the power of Jesus. That it was the same power that I got saved. I'm going to apply that power to my mind and my soul. And this wound is going to go. As the wound goes, I believe my body is going to be restored. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you. Many need provision. Provision for their vision, Lord. Excellence of soul on people. Excellence on people's mind for witty ideas. Excellence on their body so that they can handle the finances. I believe that's part of this prayer. God wants your temple. He wants your spirit to be, your spirit's able, but he wants your body to line up to be able to handle the very finances. Because he, yeah, that bird likes finances. He keeps chirping whenever I mention that. I really believe the resources are going to be released, and he's looking for those that are healed up of their soul wounds so that they can handle it. I mean, give $1 million to a wrecked person. Give $1 million to a drug addict, and that million's not going to stay around. Nothing, no condemnation. So for someone who has someone dealing with drugs, and maybe you're dealing with drugs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just break that. We know there's a process. We pray they'll work their program, that they'll work applying the blood. They'll work at the wounds that have made them hide behind a substance. Believe me, I'm not saying this lightly, because we're dealing with rehabilitation, and we're saying freedom is possible. Work the program. Work your faith. Listen, the one who's saying abide, no strive, is telling you to work. Work applying the blood. Work walking in your dunamis power. Speak it. I have an excellent mind. My soul is of excellence. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Okay. I didn't mean to go this long. Let's just all pray. You just pray after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice once and for all on the cross. Thank you, God, that he's no longer in the tomb. He is alive, able to come to the aid of those who cry out to him. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord is near to you if you're broken. Thank you, Father. They're able to heal all our diseases. Lord, I thank you as we get well in our soul. Many people, diseases, they're going to go. Just believe it. Crazy Facebook prayer. Believe it. I'm believing it with you. I thank you for the power that is alive and works in us. The power that you, the very power that raised Jesus from the dead, is alive in us. So we can not only forgive, we can have the power to get those weeds out of our garden. Take the power of God and speak. I speak excellence of mine. I know you're supposed to repeat after me. Sorry, I got caught up. I have excellence of mind. I have an excellent soul. I have excellence in my finances. I have excellence over my marriage. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. You just keep praying, okay? Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your power to release. Someone has just a garden that's just so full of weeds, they think they're too far gone. And I just want to tell you that, you're not too far gone. That the weeds in your garden has been spotted. They got to come out in the name of Jesus. You do your part. Speak the blood. Pray over yourself. And your brothers and sisters will do the other part. And your Father God will be the greatest gardener. Getting those weeds, those wounds. Some of you have been really wounded from a long time ago. Let's not dwell there, okay? Let's have nothing in us that's going to be of that weed. Dwell there. Let's dwell in the Holy Spirit and abide in Him. We can dwell so much in that wound that that's what becomes us, is the wound. It affects our body. We gain weight. We have problems with lupus. We have problems with vertigo. We have bladder infections. They got to go, because we're not going to dwell there anymore. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Soul health, Lord. I can believe that we will be spirit beings having a human experience, and we'll be spirit driven, not driven by our trauma and our fears and our yuck. We'll be driven by you, because the spirit, when we come into inner unity, the spirit covers our body and we're under control of the Holy Spirit. The wounds have been cleaned. They're healed constantly. No offense. Man, I'm sweating. No offense. This is what it's all about. The SpiritIdentitySeries.com is some videos. I'd say some. I said four, but I think there's going to be a couple more. I'm going a little more in depth. Audios and an ebook manuscript. SpiritIdentitySeries.com. Get it now. And dig in and learn that, hey, I don't have to stay here. SpiritIdentitySeries.com. A lot of you can't afford the monthly mentor group, so this is the foundation. So instead of paying a monthly, I just said a one time, you get to study what the basis is of our group, the SpiritIdentitySeries.com. If you do want to join our monthly group, that's the MediumMessenger.com. I say all that to say thank you for being willing to take those steps, because like I said, I'm talking to many people that are the solution to someone else's pain point. You have the message to set people free. And you're like, how can I do that when I can't get myself free? That's what this video is all about. You can be free. No more mosquitoes biting you. No more weeds in your garden. They're gone. As you apply the blood and walk in your dunamis power, I'm going to believe it for you. I'd love to see your testimony. If you have a testimony from this video, live or recorded, share it, because your testimony might be something for someone else to break off of. Testimony in Hebrew means do it again, God. So share your testimony. It gives someone else a chance to get your breakthrough and do it again, God. I really do love you. You know that. I hope you know that. I really do love you and I believe in you. You have value. I value you. I value your story. So many of you have shared your heart. Thank you. Dave and I, we pray for you. And we seriously say, how can we pray for you? We go to the Lord in prayer. We believe in you. We believe that you are part of the solution. Hallelujah. I'll talk to you in the next video. And you know it. I really do love you. God bless.
This is a special podcast from My Kings Media. For more information, go to themediamessenger.com.